This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and I welcome you again to Between the Keys. If my voice sounds a little more constricted or groggier than usual, it's because I'm being treated for bronchitis. I had this persistent cough for months, and after seeing a couple of nurse practitioners who prescribed medicine that wound up not really working, I finally saw my general practitioner, my regular doctor, and he just nailed the diagnosis on the head of bronchitis. So hopefully after all this medication and stuff that I'm taking, my normal radio voice will come back eventually. But in the meantime, I'm soldiering on, and I'm devoting this episode to music that draws inspiration from Schubert, Franz Schubert. We are going to begin with a piece called Schubert Blues by a friend of mine, the Australian composer and pianist Elena Katz-Chernin. She got inspiration from that obsessive, insistent rhythm that opens Schubert's famous song Death and the Maiden. So Schubert Blues is about 10 minutes long. We're going to hear it performed by Lisa Moore.
Thank you.
pianist Lisa Moore playing music by Elena Katz-Chernin. That was a piece called Schubert Blues. The 100th anniversary of Schubert's death in 1928 inspired all kinds of musical tributes, including a Passacaglia by Leopold Godofsky that was based on the opening measures of Schubert's unfinished symphony. Godofsky uses these opening measures as a repeating ground bass upon which he constructs 44 variations, a cadenza, and a final fugue. Several pianists back in the day thought that Godofsky's Passacaglia was completely unplayable, including, of all people, Vladimir Horowitz, who said that you needed at least six hands to get through it. I still think he probably could have played it, but I'll tell you that Marc-André Hamelin does pretty darn well with just two hands, and in fact he's recorded the Godofsky Passacaglia twice. Since his second recording of the Passacaglia that's on the Hyperion label is readily available, I thought that we would listen to his first recording of the Godofsky Passacaglia. It was made in 1987 for the small Canadian Musica Viva label. Let's listen to it. Thank you. Music by Leopold Godofsky, his Passacaglia based on the opening measures of Schubert's Unfinished Symphony. The Passacaglia includes 44 variations, a cadenza, and a fugue. That was a performance by Marc-André Hamelin in a recording made in 1987. That's one of Marc-André Hamelin's first solo piano recordings, I think. I'd like to remind you that you are listening to Between the Keys, and my name is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. This episode is devoted to works inspired by Franz Schubert, such as my own take on the Unfinished Symphony's famous second theme. Now, in this piece of mine, we are going to hear how I attempt to answer the musical question, what would have happened if Franz Schubert and Erik Satie had a baby? Thank you. That was a little piece composed and performed by yours truly, Jed Distler, after Schubert. It's from my 2010 release on the Musical Concepts label called Meditate with the Masters. It's a disc where I basically take classical music's greatest hits and I revamp them as kind of new agey, relaxing piano pieces. I actually put quite a bit of work into this release, and I'm quite proud of it. David Del Tredici wrote an arrangement of Schubert's famous song Und die Musik for the Dorian Wind Quintet. And when the pianist Mark Pelequin heard this arrangement, he told David that he thought it might sound really good on the piano and suggested that David transcribe this arrangement for wind quintet for piano. But David actually went further. He wondered if this arrangement could serve as the basis for a grand piano fantasy based on the song Und die Musik. And then he went to work on it, and the rest is history. So I give you David Del Tredici's unquestionably grandiose, yet always lyrical and passionate 11-minute-long fantasia titled Ode to Music. We're going to hear it in a recent recording by Beth Levin. Thank you. That was pianist Beth Levin performing Ode to Music by David Del Tredici. That's a grand fantasy based on Schubert's song On die Musik. I think we ought to wind down with one of Franz Liszt's most inspired piano arrangements of a Schubert song. This is his gorgeous transcription of Stanchen. This recording by Vladimir Horowitz from his later years has so many colors and textures to it that the piano playing, I think, is the equivalent of watching a film in 3D. Let's listen to Vladimir Horowitz.
Thank you.
Wow, that is pure gold. Schubert's Stanchion, arranged by Franz Liszt and beautifully served up at the piano by Vladimir Horowitz. We've been listening to music inspired by Franz Schubert during this past hour on Between the Keys. A lot of unusual works, yet I think very rewarding music. I hope you've enjoyed what you've heard. To access earlier Between the Keys episodes as webcasts whenever you want to listen, visit our website, wwfm.org, and also visit my personal website, jeddistler.com, where you can find complete Between the Keys episode playlists. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and I look forward to being with you at this time next week. Thank you so much for listening. Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org.